On the UW-Madison campus, where parking's limited, the mode of transportation usually depends heavily on convenience and cost. Campus buses are free, so is walking, and bikes are cheap and easy to park. As a result, there are lots of bicycles chained to racks. Nearly every day in nice weather, UW-Madison senior Emily Androska locks her bike up after commuting to work or class. She goes without a helmet, yet considers herself a cautious rider.
When I come to a stop sign, I look around, I slow down, and I don't necessarily stop as I would in a car, come to a complete stop.
It's that kind of behavior that UW and City of Madison traffic cops hope to stop. They're issuing tickets ranging anywhere from $52 up to $142. Officer Mike Beatty works on the city's bike enforcement team, which aims to reduce the amount of illegal, unsafe biking.
The arterial stops, the disregarding signs, red signals, riding against traffic, those predominantly are the ones that are causing the crashes.
Offenders can forego fines if they attend a two-hour seminar on proper bike riding, kind of like driving school. That's not all cyclists and motorists have in common. Both tend to share the perception it's someone else whose road skills need polishing. 17-year-old Nathan Willard uses both bike and car to get around and sees a lot of people breaking the rules.
I've seen bikers who like have bumper stickers saying, "Respect bikers is the same as cars," and they'll just blow by signs and lights.
Madison police say on average there are 100 crashes each year in which bicyclists are at fault. They're most likely to occur where a large number of cars and bikes meet. One of the busiest streets running through campus is University Avenue. City transportation officials say during peak times of the year, the road carries up to 10,000 bikes a day and three times as many cars. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.